Good morning. A warm front will continue to approach the region, and the result will be more clouds and showers, some bursts of rain, and even a few thunderstorms around, especially for the first part of the day. As the warm front pushes through, it will grow increasingly more humid through the middle of the day, with dew points climbing through the 60s. At the same time, it'll be warm, and temperatures will hold in the upper 60s and lower 70s through about lunchtime. A wave of low pressure attached to the warm front will slide through the region during the early part of the afternoon, keeping a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Then, after the wave passes through, we'll start a drier trend for the second half of the day today. In fact, we'll even go back to some sunshine from west to east across the region late in the day and towards sunset. And this is when we'll have our high temperature for the day, with many places reaching to just about 80 degrees. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight as a temporary area of high pressure builds in, and low temperatures will drop back into the lower and middle 60s. Another upper level disturbance will approach during the day on Wednesday, and while we do run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, the day will be mostly dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back into the mid 80s again with some humidity in the air. As we get into the day on Thursday, a new area of high pressure will build in, and this will tend to dominate for a couple of days, keeping it dry. On Thursday afternoon, we'll look for mostly sunny skies in the mid-80s and even some middle and upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. Another system will head in our direction for the weekend. Right now, it looks like a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday in the lower to mid-80s, and then on the backside of the system, a leftover shower or thunderstorm on Sunday back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after several days of active weather across the central and eastern United States, the weather pattern is expected to become a little less eventful by the middle of the week. While an upper-level trough pivots into southeastern Canada today, a new trough will dive into the northern plains. As a result, showers and thunderstorms are likely from the upper Midwest southward into the Missouri Valley. Some of these storms could be severe. By Wednesday, the next upper-level low will begin to affect the Pacific Northwest, with a cold front moving inland. An increase in showers is likely along with this system from Northern California to Washington State. Also making weather headlines through the middle of the week will be the potential for excessive heat for portions of the Southeast, and heat advisories may be needed at times for this region. The opposite will be true from the Northern Plains to the Great Lakes, where temperatures will be below seasonal averages as a refreshing air mass settles in behind the cold front. At Mount Washington, partly cloudy skies and 48 degrees with a south wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, rain and cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 62, 84% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Boston, increasing clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 53. The average temperature, 69, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.01 inches for the month, which is 95 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 19.73 inches for the year, which is 1.89 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 95, set in 1898, and the record low, 45, in 1982 and in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and humid today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm, drying out late with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, Cloudy and humid today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm, drying out later with highs around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and humid today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm, then increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 60. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and humid today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm, drying out later with highs near 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and humid today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm, drying out later with some sun with highs around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a couple of passing showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. Mostly sunny with more humidity on Thursday in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 80s on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms both Saturday and Sunday. Lower to mid-80s Saturday, mid to upper 70s on Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.